joined by head coach Melissa Graves, as well as sophomores Audrey Erickson and Bella McLaughlin, following the Terriers' 64-59 win over Ryder. Coach, if you could start off with opening statement on the win.
You know, I thought Ryder played a really good game. They're very scrappy. They're very tough and physical. I thought, you know, even when we came out with a really good start, they never went away. So really, obviously happy with the win and being able to learn from the win. There are things we can walk away and learn from this, but, you know, I thought Audrey was phenomenal today. Bella was great. Allison, I thought, got going in the second half too. So we had other people step up too when, you know, it was a little difficult for Alex. So, you know, proud of that effort too with some of our individuals.
Open up to questions. If you could, just state your name and your publication before your first question. Henry?
Yeah, Henry Den Price, Case in Point. Coach, hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. How thankful were you for Audrey there in that first quarter?
I was very, very thankful. You know, we moved her to the four through some injuries. It was something that we were considering as a staff anyway. I think that's really helped her get more shots at that spot too, and it also fills a need that we have at the four, where we have someone who can shoot the ball really well at a really high clip, and that, you know, doesn't allow people to sag off of us from post to post into the paint. So I thought she did a phenomenal job, and, you know, we were able to try to run some stuff for her to even get some more shots. But a lot of those things too were, they were trapping the ball on our points, and Alex were able to find out to her as well. So I thought we moved the ball and passed the ball out of some pressure well too.
Jose Rodriguez for the Daily Free Press. Marjorie, you were perfect behind the arc in the first period. 5 for 5, you finished the night. Good afternoon, I should say, 6 for 6. What was working for you throughout the game, specifically during that first period?
Honestly, my teammates getting me hype. Every single time I made a shot, I was getting pointed at or, like, hyped up by a guard or a post on the court. And every time I came off the court, my coaches were hyping me up. So I think just helping me build my confidence, and it obviously stayed that way the entire game because of my team.
Bella, you stepped into a starting spot the last three games. So you played a team high 38 minutes, and you were getting to the rim at ease. Just, I guess, how comfortable are you feeling, and what was working for you today?
I'm starting to feel more comfortable as the season goes on. My coaches are really supportive of the way that I play, and I really appreciate that because they let me, you know, just kind of embrace my aggressive nature towards the rim. And as we go on and we move in our offense, we talk a lot about shifting the ball. We're doing really good in our offense, moving the ball, getting it in a lot of different people's hands, and I'm just taking the opportunities as they come. And I feel like everybody's doing a really good job with that. So, yeah.
Coach, knowing that the Raiders have lost 3 straight heading into this afternoon game, you were surprised in certain aspect of the game, how did they play, because it was a little competitive almost at the end.
Not a surprise. I mean, the film that I've watched on them, even when they get down, they fight back, which is what they did today. We had, like I said, we had a good start. They came back and fought back. This is a team that forces over 20 turnovers a game to opponents, so that was something that we really wanted to try to focus on. I thought we were better in the second half. We had 11 at the half, and we ended up with 17. So I thought we were better in the second half with handling some of their pressure and just, you know, turning the ball over. They thrive from that. They play about 30% of the game in transition off of turnovers. So not surprised on their fight, and I'm not surprised that they scored a lot off of turnovers. You know, I thought we could have done a better job of boxing out and not giving up 14 O-boards to this team who's smaller than us. That was the thing that, you know, I was kind of looking at, like, we could have definitely done a better job there versus a team that was smaller. So, but otherwise, I wasn't surprised. This is a team that fights. It's a team that beat us last year at their place. So, you know, we felt pretty motivated coming into it. I think that's why we had such a good start.
Coach, you guys operated mostly in that 1-3-1 zone. What do you think works in that? And, you know, on the flip side, when you're not, like, you know, exactly man-to-man, does that kind of lead to some of those offensive boards struggling to find someone to box out?
Yeah, it's the 2-3. The zone was a 2-3. Yeah, so we were trying to go make-miss and switching back from man and zone just so they didn't get into a flow. And that's been kind of our MO the last couple of games, and it's been pretty successful for us. So I didn't think that the box outs were necessarily from the zone. I thought it was also in man too. And a lot of them are from the weak side or short box outs, you know, things like that. So I think it's been something that we've talked about every game that we need to work on. And it's still something that we need to continue to get better at.
what was the message at the half, knowing your girls were up by 7, and what kind of adjustment girls made at the game?
It wasn't much of like an adjustment. We talked about what we wanted to find offensively, but the biggest things were, again, like taking care of the basketball, which again I thought we did better in the second half. Just a refocus. We talked about just take a breath. This isn't the worst pressure we've seen in the year. We played UConn, we played Georgetown, we played other teams that pressure a lot. And so I thought we did take care of the ball better in the second half. We talked about getting our rebounding goal and crashing the offensive glass. We ended up getting our rebounding goal today. This might be a season high of 12 O-boards, you know, I'm pretty sure. Our goal is usually 10 plus. So for us to get this today, I did challenge the guards to get on the glass, and they ended up doing that. That was a little bit of adjustment we made, but it wasn't a lot of adjusting. It was just a refocus piece on what we wanted to execute.
Audrey, what kind of, you know, mindset did you enter this game with, and did making that first three over a heavy contest really help propel you, you know, the rest of the way?
Yeah, it was. I honestly wasn't even expecting to shoot it. I just felt good and went up with it. Held my follow through, went in, and I just kind of knew I was in the rhythm. I've been shooting it pretty well at practice recently, and then getting some extra work in with coaches. And like I said, they are constantly building me up, telling me to shoot the ball, telling me to get my looks, and my teammates are always looking for me. And like I said, when you make it and everyone points at you, high fives you, and is telling you to keep doing what you're doing, it helps you play that way throughout the rest of the game.
Two more questions.
Andrew, when was the last time that you went perfect?
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you.
And then I guess, Val, for you, you had a tied for a team high, you know, 4 assists. And a lot of that comes off your ability to penetrate and then kick out. You know, how do you evaluate your playmaking, and how have you, you know, been able to, you know, better learn your new teammates and be able to set them up for open looks?
Yeah, one thing we've really tried to work with me recently is just slowing down. Sometimes I go really, really fast, and that leads to, you know, today I had 3 turnovers, last game I had 4. So I'm working on that piece in terms of slowing down. But I am knowing that we have shooters on the perimeter, I go downhill obviously with the intent to score first, but then getting on balance, and then they make it so easy because all I have to do is find them, and then I'm running back to play defense. So continuing to work on slowing down, but not take away my aggression.